Jamming is proud to present the season finale of In Your Ear, our continuing live performance music series here on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. I'm your host, Tim Timberlake, and this week we offer up our 47th program in this series and the last one of the season, featuring compelling stories and songs from Robbie Schaefer. And when the hour's up, I venture that you might say, thanks, I needed that. Jam Inc.'s production of In Your Ear is made possible through the loyal support of our sponsors, Digital Video Group, Infinity Financial Partners, Threshold Council PC, Will and Molly Perkinson, and the Virginia Folklife Program. We're grateful for their investment in Richmond's live music scene, and we hope you will let them know you appreciate it too if you get the chance. Robbie Schaefer is one of the most thoughtful, caring, and uplifting individuals I've ever met, and the fact that he's also a musician and a very good one makes getting his humanity across that much more effective. His father was a Holocaust survivor. His childhood was filled with music. He got his first guitar at age 7 and ever since has used it and his voice to spread love and hope and goodwill. Starting in 1991, he had a 16-year run with the Virginia-based band Eddie from Ohio, sold lots of records, traveled the U.S. and Canada extensively. He's a happily married father of 3 teenage sons and lives in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Robbie founded the nonprofit One Voice in 2011 with the mission of empowering youth around the world to use music and creative expression to transform themselves and their communities. So far, the creative voices of kids have built a school in Tanzania, provided heart surgeries in Kenya, bridged religious differences in India, and built a community performance stage in Nicaragua. And here in Richmond, he's played an important role in the last 2 productions of Sparks Live Art, sharing his songs and his heart. Robbie's tunes and his tales are so integral to each other, we're including more conversation in this week's program than usual. These songs mean so much more when you know from whence they came. This concert came on the Friday after our exhausting election season, and the timing could not have been better. Time for some encouraging words from Robbie Schaefer. This is In Your Ear.
I haven't played this for a while, but it is a good song for tonight, I think. It's a song about, I think most of us have that moment at some moment in our lives, maybe at several moments when we realize, or we're kind of forced to realize, that it's not okay to see the world as we wish it was anymore. And the only way we're allowed to see it anymore is the way it actually is. Welcome to the desert, she said in perfect English. This place is more like home than you might think. I said, I see what you're saying as I gazed across the distance. Miles and miles of ocean, but not a drop to drink. And the lights of Tel Aviv, they dance across the water to the music of a siren in the street. And everyone's a comedian, everyone's a martyr. Sing me something beautiful and lay me down to sleep. Sing me something beautiful and lay me down to sleep. Believe it or not, I left my heart in San Francisco. Of all the silly things I could have done, and the faces here remind me of nothing too familiar. Miles and miles of faces in a desert in the sun. And the lights of Tel Aviv, they dance across the water to the music of a siren in the street. And everyone's a comedian, yeah, everyone's a martyr. Sing me something beautiful and lay me down to sleep. Sing me something beautiful and lay me down to sleep. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. Now this life is full of choices. I know joy must have its pain, just as faith must have its city in the sand. I sing in other voices, but I'm whispering a name in a perfect language only you would understand. And the lights of Tel Aviv dance across the water to the music of a siren in the street. And everyone's a comedian, everyone's a martyr. Sing me something beautiful and lay me down to sleep. Sing me something beautiful and lay me down.
Boy, what a lovely place. How many of you have been to one of these before? Y'all are lucky. This is just lovely. And I just feel so grateful to be here tonight. But I have to admit, actually, to being a little bit nervous. Because just as I was walking in here, just as I was coming in to start the show, a man came up to me and said, "Are you Robbie?" And I thought, oh God, say no. Just say no. Out of habit, I guess I said yes. And it was my high school choir director. Who I owe so much to and just love to pieces. And I haven't seen him since I was in college. And he looks a lot different, which I know I don't, so that's kind of... I just... so I'm a little... Now I have somebody I need to... Yeah, I just know he's... Anyway. I want to thank him for not sitting in the front row. So I got married about... a little over 3 years ago, and my wife likes to say that, you know, she knew that on our very first date that we were going to get married. Of course, she was smart enough not to tell me that at the time. And she says, you know, it took me quite a while to come around, which is probably kind of true, but I actually wrote this song when we'd been dating for a week. So there. When you call for me, I'll come for you.
Be still, my heart. Be still, my heart. When I fall for you, it's on my knees. With my waking heart. With my waking heart. And as the days do fall and rise, I will lay forever by and by your side. By your side. And it makes no matter which way you are going. I'm by your side. By your side. Over where the yonder's ever glowing. In my emptiness I found my love. This quiet light, such quiet light. And I lay my doubting at your feet. With my breaking heart. With my breaking heart. And in the ever-changing tide, I'll be still forever. By and by your side. By your side. And it makes no matter which way you are going. I'm by your side. By your side. Over where the yonder's ever glowing.
So part of my musical life is doing a lot of traveling overseas to sometimes some pretty remote communities. A couple of years ago, I was in India, and I was in the sort of the northwestern part of India known as Rajasthan. And if you don't know much about India, when you think of India and you think of all those like bright oranges and reds and all those colors, that's Rajasthan. And Rajasthan is the desert. And I was out there doing actually a musical exchange. I had a bunch of international high school students, and we spent a week playing with Rajasthani musicians. And none of us spoke the same language. It was pretty incredible in a lot of ways. But on the last night there, we had this dinner, and some other kids from the same high school where I brought these kids from had been out somewhere doing like a some sort of a science project, and the teacher was with them, and he was sitting next to me. He was American, and he said, "So, are you like a like at home? Are you like a professional musician or what?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "What are you like? You play in a band or something?" And I said, "Yeah, actually, the name of the band is Eddie from Ohio." And he said, "Oh, I love that band." And I said, "You do?" He goes, "Yeah, you guys are great." I said, "Well, yes, we are." And he couldn't remember where he first came across our band. And we're talking more about various things. And then he goes, "Oh, wait a minute. I just remembered how I know Eddie from Ohio. So for 6 months, did you guys record like a song about a boat or something like that?" "Yeah, yeah. It's a Lyle Lovett song, actually. It's called If I Had a Boat. We did record that on one of our live albums." He goes, "Yeah. Yeah, you saved my life." He said, "I listened to that song every day while I was stationed in Antarctica for 6 months. And that song, your version of that song, kind of got me through that time." So this guy from Texas, Lyle Lovett, wrote this song that a band from Virginia recorded on a live album. And this science teacher from Maine ended up in Antarctica listening to the song for 6 months straight. And now they're sitting next to each other on a bus in the Indian desert. And I thought, that's what music can do. Music reminds us that we belong to one another. And it reminds us that we belong to ourselves as well. So I guess I better play you the song at this point. "And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my boat. We could all together go out on the ocean, sitting me up on my pony on my boat. And if I were Roy Rogers, well, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old Dale. It'd just be me and Trigger. We go riding through them movies. And then we'd buy a boat and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my boat. We could all together go out on the ocean, setting me up on my pony on my boat. A mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter. One day he said, 'Kemosabe, kiss my ass, I bought a boat and I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my boat. We could all together go out on the ocean, sit me up on my pony on my boat.' And if I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare them by the shade tree, and I'd scare them by the light pole. But I would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go
go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my boat. We could all together go out on the ocean, sit me up on my pony, on my boat. Sit me up on my pony, on my boat.
This is In Your Ear on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Halfway through our all-too-brief time with singer, songwriter, storyteller, and humanitarian, Robbie Schaefer. Our two-hour Studio A concert with Robbie happened in November of 2016, and because there was just so much left to say after editing this hour-long radio show, Robbie has given us permission to post the entire performance for streaming on our website. Find the link at jaminc.org. In Your Ear is a production of Jam Inc., a 501c3 Virginia nonprofit corporation with a mission of opening minds, hearts, and ears to music deserving a wider audience through education, performance, and support. Our traveling artists always visit at least one public or private school in town. Robbie did four. We have nearly 75,000 young people now having heard music over the past dozen years, thanks to Jam Inc.'s school outreach program, which includes transportation and tech support for artists playing schools during the Richmond Folk Festival. We stage these intimate Studio A concerts every month except in the summer, and they include an inviting pre-show potluck buffet in the lobby. You really need to join us for one, especially if you haven't yet. Check on upcoming concerts and make your reservations for our intimate 80-seat space online at jaminc.org. During the rest of this hour, we'll hear about Robbie Schaefer's recent journey to Greece to get a grip on the Syrian refugee crisis and the musical he's now producing called Light Years that should be part of the 2017 season at Washington's Signature Theater. He still has lots to do. Back to Studio A with Robbie Schaefer. This is In Your Ear.
So I have a cool story to tell you that it was actually about a year ago now. I was at home. I was cooking dinner. I was watching PBS News. That's what I do. I'm a good suburban guy. And the thing was that, so I'm watching the news, and the news kind of sucked. Of course, there was already plenty of election stuff going on, and there was a story about conflicts between Palestinians and Israelis, I'm pretty sure. And there was a lot of footage about the Syrian refugee crisis and all these refugees that were risking their lives coming over on these little orange rafts over to an island called Lesbos, which is part of Greece. So I looked away, because that's usually what I do in that situation. And I was, you know, playing with my dogs, and I was cooking dinner, and something made me look back. And that wasn't so easy, because I didn't really want to take a hard look at what was on the television. But I looked anyway, and the next thing I knew, I was crying. Hard to believe, I know. But what I realized was that the reason I'd been looking away for so long and the reason that I was crying were the same. And that was that the homelessness I was witnessing, the despair I was witnessing, was my own. The brokenness I was witnessing was my own. And nobody wants to look that in the eye. But I looked anyway. I got really, really angry. I was angry that this was happening in a world such as this. I was angry that this was allowed to happen. I was angry that there was nothing I could do. I felt completely helpless. So there I am with tears coming down my face and feeling angry, dinner burning, All I wanted to do was watch the baseball game and play with my dogs, you know? But instead, I sat there feeling helpless for a while, and then there was a knock at the door, and I thought, oh God, no. I mean, who knocks on the door in the suburbs at dinner time? It just isn't done, right? And I looked sort of through this little window, and it was Emma. She's our next door neighbor. She's 8 years old. So I had to answer. And so I did, and I opened the door, and Emma was standing there, and behind her on the sidewalk was one of those old-fashioned red flyer wagons, you know, those old red ones, you know, those tin wagons. And it was empty. And she said, hi, Mr. Schaefer. I'm collecting food items, like toiletry items and stuff for people in South Carolina who lost their homes because of flooding. And I thought, flooding in South Carolina? What are you talking about? Before I realized that that had been on the news only about a week or two earlier, you know, I'd moved on from that tragedy. She was collecting toothpaste and toilet paper and paper towels and stuff like that. And she said that, you know, she just felt like she wanted to do something, and that she told her teacher that she was going to do it. And her teacher said, well, you know, I actually used to live in South Carolina. If you want, I'll drive you down there myself. We can deliver this stuff in person. And she said, well, that sounds good. And then the weekend they chose was actually also the weekend of her birthday. And that wasn't making her very happy, because then she wouldn't be able to have a birthday party. And here's the thing that, you know, her best friend agreed to go with her. And so maybe they could have a birthday party down in South Carolina with just her and her teacher and her best friend. And maybe that would be okay. And what do you think? Do you have anything you can give me? And I realized that Emma was the answer. Because the antidote to despair is action. Always, every time. And she never stopped to ask whether she was big enough or old enough, or whether what she had chosen to do was important enough or would have enough impact. She just did something. About 6 months later, I was on the island of Lesbos in a Syrian refugee camp. But I'll tell you more about that later. You looked up at the stars and said, I don't know a single constellation. We lay on our backs, swallowing the nameless night. And though we fall in love with our particular formations, all we'll ever be is dark and light. I wanna be of the earth. I want to breathe in the sound and feel my hands reaching deep in the ground. I want to dance with the trees, not like some tree-hugging boy, just as a free-loving body embodying joy. I want to be in the world. I want to revel in toil. I want to feel my feet 10,000 feet in the soil. I want to burst when I'm full. I want to shine like I'm mad. Not like a pattern of stars, just as the light that I am. You looked up at me and said, this must be the strangest conversation, lobbing our truths back and forth in aimless flight. And though we fall in love with our particular translations, all we'll ever mean
in the sound and feel my hands reaching deep in the ground. I want to dance with the trees, not like some tree-hugging boy, just as a free loving body embodying joy. I want to be in the world, I want to revel in toil. I want to feel my feet 10,000 feet in the soil. I want to burst when I'm full, I want to shine like I'm mad, not like a pattern of stars, just as the light that I am, not like a pattern of stars, just as the light that I am, not like a pattern of stars, just as the light that I am.
Wrought. Yeah, she's a pretty special girl. So that last song is also actually from the thing that I've been doing in my life for the last 14 months and continue to, which is I found myself, and I really do mean found myself, because I didn't expect this, but I found myself writing a musical for theater for the first time in my life. And that last song is from the musical, and for now it's called Light Years, and I say for now because it's already changed once, and from what I understand from theater people, that's how they do it. I'm in a world I don't understand. I think it's a great title, too. Thank you. Also, my mom thinks it's a great title. She thinks the whole thing is perfect, actually. She doesn't think it needs any revisions at all, but that's usually how she thinks. So, the song is the play is actually about my relationship with my dad, who passed away about a year and a half ago, and my relationship with music, and how those two things have intersected in my life, and especially how music has given me the voice for certain things that my father really never had the voice for. He was a Holocaust survivor. And I think that's true in all of our lives in one way or another, you know, where we have this opportunity, each of us come here with this beautiful gift, whatever it might be, and we have the opportunity and even responsibility to move humankind forward through our own gifts. So people ask me how long I've been a musician often, and you know, I just say, oh, well, all my life, you know. And I don't know if I can ever remember a point like where I would say, well, that's when I started. Although I'm pretty sure it was during high school choir. See what I did there? You see that? But I do know this. I remember when I got my first guitar and I was 7 years old, and I don't know why I wanted it. To this day, I don't know why I wanted it. Something in me just knew. And my father was smart enough, even though he wasn't a musician, he was an economist. And he didn't understand at all. And I think for most of his life, as much as he loved me, he never understood. But he got me a guitar anyway. And so this is another song from the show. Dear Grandma and dear Grandpa, I am writing you this letter, 'cause the telephone's expensive, the
connection's not so good. How are things where you are? Is it hot there? And I hope we come to visit pretty soon. And I miss you very much. I guess you heard we moved again. Now we live in Switzerland. There's a carousel down by the lake and flowers everywhere. And on their Independence Day, Geneva has a street parade. They wear masks and throw candy. I was scared, but now I'm not. Can you hear me now? I got a brand new bike. Mom and Dad say sometimes if we're careful, we can ride to the old city on our own. Marco Polo, we call for one another through the walls of the old city. There are cracks between the stones. Can you? Started school and made a friend. The kids called him weird, but I call him Ben. He's kinda different, just like me. And he has this old guitar. It tells stories I've never heard before. And I suppose, no, I'm sure I'd like it if I tried. Guess you heard we moved again. Now we live in Switzerland. There's a carousel down by the lake and flowers everywhere. A week ago my dad came home with something underneath his arm. I sat down, began to strum. I don't think I'll ever stop.
Sing a song with me. Nervous laughter, nervous laughter. And one person clapping. However, the one person clapping is from live art, which makes complete sense. So, this is a really easy song for you to sing. You don't have to learn a whole lot. And I promise you, it will make you feel better. Even if you're already feeling good, it'll make you feel better. Because singing together just kind of does that. I was reminded last night, I went over to Spark and took part in their Percussion Junction class, and I was reminded yet again how incredibly beautifully human I feel when I'm there, and how completely fully alive I feel when I'm there. The first year I was a part of Live Art a couple of years ago, this next song that I'd like you to sing with me was one of the songs we did. And I wrote the song several years ago, several years before that. And Live Art takes place at the Altria Theater. It's 3,500 seats. It's always full. And to have 3,500 people singing this song back to me, and to have 200 kids behind me singing it with me. I had the experience of realizing that that's why I had written the song in the first place. Thank you, Live Art. Thank all of you for being here tonight. So, your part goes like this. Ready? La, la.
La, la.
Not bad.
La, la, love.
La, la, love.
La, la.
La, la, love.
La, la, love.
Very good. And so the timing goes like this. Ready?
La, la,
la,
la. La, 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 love. La, la, love. La, la,
la, la.
La, la, love.
Lovely. Okay. So that's your part. Music's a powerful thing. It reminds us we belong to one another. It's a good time to remember that, that we belong to one another.
Once upon a time, I wished upon a star, and the star sang back to me, I wonder who you are. I said, who I am is love, love I'll always be, and I sent the star a song across the Galilee. Across the Galilee, underneath the moon, stood a little girl, remembering the tune, and it rattled round her heart, as though it always had. She sang up to the dark, before she went to bed, singing, la, la,
la,
la, love,
la, la,
la, la, love,
la, la,
la, la, love.
La, la,
la, la, la.
Just before she went to bed, she sent it on its way, past the tranquil mountains, across the byway, and it settled in the heart of a sleeping little boy, and first thing in the morning, he sang it out with joy, and it woke up his old dog and his little brother Ted. It woke up the earth sleeping underneath his bed, and every sleepy soul in his sleepy town found themselves awake and gathering around, singing la la,
la la
love,
la la,
la la love,
la la.
La la love,
la la,
la la love. And gathering around, there were voices everywhere, and words turned into light, and light turned into air, and love became a secret, finally undone, and everybody hummed an old familiar hum, and the humming turned to song, and the planet sang at once, and all of us were them, and none of them were us. You could hear our voices swell in the stars above. Everybody's singing, 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 la la love,
la la love,
la la,
la la love,
la la,
la la love,
la la,
la la love.
And gathering around, we sang beautiful and true, and it made its way from us and found its way to you, and it sparkled in your heart for all of us to see, singing who I am is love, love I'll always be, who I am is love, love I'll always be, who I am is love, love I'll always be,
la la.
you feel better? I'm going to do one more song for you here. And it's a song that actually closes the musical I've been writing. Feels like a nice one to do tonight. Thank you so much for coming and singing with me a little bit and being with one another. It's probably the best thing you could have done tonight. And thanks so much to Wally and to Tim and everybody here, Carlos and Justin and everybody here at the studio and at Jam Inc. It's pretty extraordinary that you have that in this community, you know, that I got to go to four completely wildly different schools in the last 2 days and bring music to those kids. And that was a really, really profound experience for me. And as you well know, arts in the schools ain't what they used to be, right? Are they, Mr. Finney? That's right. That's my choir director. Yeah. So, in this June, make sure you go to see live art, because if you haven't been yet, what have you been doing? Last night, everything was beautiful. Everything was a spark in the heart of darkness, of wonder in bloom. I had a dream last night. Everything was already all right. Everybody was a small light in a dark room. And you looked like Chinese lanterns swaying in the wind. And you felt like waves of fireflies breathing out, breathing in. And you sounded like starlight whispers. Oh.
This is In Your Ear on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. That's our show, and that's our season. Finishing on a high note, thanks to the remarkable Robbie Schaefer. Check out his recordings, both solo and with Eddie from Ohio, and all his other inspiring endeavors online at robbieschaefer.com, and that's RobbieSchaefer. And don't forget, you can stream his entire two-hour Studio A concert, and I highly recommend you do, at jaminc.org. Production of In Your Ear is made possible by Digital Video Group, supplying production equipment and design services for broadcast and commercial clients nationwide. Details at digitalvideogroup.com. By Chris Gatewood and Justin Lauder at Threshold Counsel PC, lawyers providing startup, business, and intellectual property services for innovative and growing businesses. By Infinity Financial Partners, a Richmond financial planning firm, sustainable living today, planning for tomorrow. In Your Ear is supported in part by the Virginia Folklife Program, dedicated to the preservation, presentation, documentation, and celebration of Virginia's rich cultural folkways. Learn more at virginiafolklife.org. And by Will and Molly Perkinson, arts-minded individuals proud of the rich acoustic music scene that Richmond has become. Hotel accommodations for our touring artists are provided by the Hampton Inn West on Cox Road in Innsbruck and the Hilton downtown Richmond at 5th and Broad Streets. Studio A performances are engineered by Carlos Chafin, Andrea Steffel, and Paul Bruski at Richmond's In Your Ear Music and Recording in Shaco Bottom. House sound is mixed by David Waltenbaugh. Learn about their new VCU arts curriculum on advanced media production and technology at loeb.com. Our theme music is by the Bee Eaters. We'll leave you with a reminder that all our past hours, and this one marks our 47th, are available for on-demand streaming at ideastations.org/IYE. Hoping you'll be back with us again next season. And for all of us at Jam Inc., I'm Tim Timberlake, and this is In Your Ear.